اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
So respected brothers and sisters, welcome back to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. So now in this session, inshallah, we will continue our previous recitation of Surah An-Nazi'at, but with a new lesson. So in our new lesson, as we promised you, we will talk about the rules of Tanween and Nun Sakin. Okay, so among the most important and most difficult ones, the rules I mean in Tajweed are these four rules. Okay, four rules are there about Tanween and Nun Sakin. Okay, so if we have Tanween or Nun Sakin, so is there any special rule applied or no? Because Tanween is also a Nun Sakin, a Nun Sakin sound. Okay, an, in, un. So an, we have how many types of Tanween we have?
Three
types. Tanween Fatha, Hussein Musa. Next one.
Dhamma.
Tanween Dhamma, Tanween
Kasra.
We have
Sukun.
Sukun we don't have. Tanween Sukun we don't have. Okay. Tanween Fatha, Tanween Kasra, Tanween Dhamma. These three types of Tanween we have. As you know,
Tanween.
Yeah, okay. Tanween. So what does Tanween Fatha mean? It means
a double fatha sound.
No. You say
a double fatha. You mean
No.
That's double fatha.
You add the ta, but when it's a fatha, you say ten. If it's a kasra, ten. If it's a dhammatun.
Okay. No. What does exactly it mean? You said with an example. That was nice. Okay. But let's make it clear for our brothers and sisters listening to us. Tanween fatha means?
The noon have fatha.
The noon, if the noon has fatha, it becomes na, ne, no. Yeah? What does tanween mean? Tanween means?
Na, ni, noon.
No. Noon is sakin, it's clear. Noon having sukun.
Yes.
There is no other like controversial discussion on this, yes. Okay? It's acceptable. We agree on. Noon sakin is a noon having sukun, or yes, having no harakat, having no vowel sound. But tanween is a noon sakin, okay, at the end of the nouns in Arabic, okay, that will be pronounced but not written.
Yes.
Okay. For example, Hussein Musa, you say asadan. Right?
Tanween means noon.
Noon is sakin at the end of the nouns, which is pronounced but not written.
Tanween itself means noon is sakin.
Yeah. It is a noon is sakin sound.
Amran.
Yes.
Amran. It means am or ra with noon is sakin.
Yes.
Run. But instead of this noon is sakin,
they
we write
tanween
to fatha, to dhamma, to kasra.
Yes.
Amran.
Amrin.
Amrin.
Amrun. Amrun. Plus.
Easy. So what is tanween? Tanween is a nun sakin sound at the end of nouns, which is pronounced but not
written.
Okay. For example, in this surah, in Surah An-Nazi'at, you say tuwan and the previous ayah we just recited, okay? إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ
طُوَن
طُوَن طُوَن. Because you stop here, it changes to a sound, okay? طُوَا. But طُوَن. It is طَا, وَاو with فَتْحَة, and نُون is ساكن. طُوَن. Okay?
Okay.
So, now تَنْوِين فَتْحَة means this. تَنْوِين فَتْحَة means, can you say this? فَتْحَة. أَن.
إِن. أُن.
أَن. إِن. أُن. What does it mean? It means a فَتْحَة
with نُون ساكن.
With نُون ساكن. It is تَنْوِين فَتْحَة. A كسرة with نون ساكن, it is تنوين كسرة. A ضمة with نون ساكن, it is تنوين
ضمة.
أن إن أن. That's تنوين.
Like مفازن. Like واجفة. And like خاشية. كسرتين.
Yeah. All of them. So تنوين فتحة كسرة ضمة. Now, the point is this, that whatever rule you apply with نون ساكن, you apply them the same with تنوين. Okay, for example, come to this surah. We have like قلوبٌ. It has like تنوين. تنوين فتحة كسرة ضمة قلوبٌ in ayah 8. Huh?
Yes, قلوبٌ يوم الزواج.
So what تنوين does it have?
ذمة
كسرة
ذمة قلوبٌ
ذمة
ذمة
ضمة
تنوين ضمة. So then we have يا. Yes?
Yes.
So one of the rules says that you have to merge these two sounds, join the sounds. قلوبٌ, join the sound of un تنوين with ya.
قلوبي.
قلوبي. It's very easy. قلوبي. So instead of that تنوين, if there was a نون ساكن, an, for example, an, alif and nun, hamza and nun, an, yes, an, then ya, put it a ya, an yawma, for example. How do you say?
قلوبٌ
أن يوم. No, replace this قلوبٌ. Leave it. There should be أن نون ساكن.
Yes. أن يوم
أي يوم إذن, right? Yes. أي يوم إذن, for example. Yes.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا رسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا رسول الله معلمنا.
Or in the ayah, for example, we have here ينظر in Surah Surah An-Naba, the last ayah. Inna anzarnakum adhaban qareeban. Look. Inna Nun sakin, right?
Yes.
Anzarnakum. So the rule says that you have to apply the rule ikhfa here. Anzarnakum. Then adhaban tanween. Then qaf. Again, the rule says ikhfa. The same rule. Ikhfa for tanween as well?
Ikhfa for noon as well.
Noon sakin as well.
Yes.
So what does it mean? It means that the rules are
same.
Common, yeah. The same between tanween and noon sakin. Why? Because literally the tanween is that noon sakin sound.
They're just written different.
Differently.
So why?
That's it.
When they're That's same, it. Why they're written differently?
Because like this tanween, like noon sakin comes with verb, comes with letters, okay, comes with nouns, with all of them. But tanween, just the Arabic speakers, okay, so they were like producing this noon sakin sound, okay, with the nouns, but they were not writing it. So in order to make it clear, because if they write noon sakin, because noon sakin is not a part of that word, okay?
Yes.
For example, asadan, if you write noon, the word changes clearly, okay? Yes. It's another word.
How can you?
But you do not mean asadan with nun sakin. It has just that sound because of the grammatical points, okay? So it becomes the object here. That's why it has like the an sound, nun sound. That's why instead of that nun sakin, that they do not write it, but they produce that sound. So they have like assigned those like signs, okay?
So if
to fatha, to
we put the tanween here, Instead of Nun Sakin, if we put, we cannot read it. قلوبٌ يومئذٍ. We cannot read it.
Nun Sakin? Yeah. You can do it.
No, if we put Nun Sakin.
No, it doesn't have Nun Sakin, but you can like think of a Nun Sakin there.
If you put it instead of Zamma,
Zamma
Tanween, how could you read it?
قلوبٌ again, the same. Ba with Dhamma, then Nun Sakin, right?
قلوبٌ يوم.
Yeah. قلوبٌ still, again, you apply the same rule. قلوبٌ يومئذٍ.
So no tanween is just for...
Tanween is the sign of that Nun Sakin.
Just making it easy.
Making it, yeah. But it is not the real Nun Sakin sound. The real Nun Sakin. It is the sound of that Nun Sakin sound. Yes. All right?
Definitely.
So, these four rules, إدغام, إخفاء, إظهار, إقلاب. And this... rules of Nun Sakin and Tanween. We have these four rules. Name them. Idhar.
Idhar.
Idhar. Comes from Zahir. Zahara. Yadharu.
Idhar.
Idhar.
Ikhfa.
Idgham.
Idgham. Idgham. Idgham.
Iqlab.
Iqlab. So. Say Musa, the first one. Idha.
إظهار
هار إظهار
no
yes
إظهار
next one
إخفاء
إقلاب قلقلة إدغام so these four words. When we go through this like rules, okay, we have like branches, okay, different topics, subtopics we have. Okay, Fawad Haider, one more time, you repeat them. Idhar, next one.
Idgham,
okay, next one.
Idhar.
I said that one. Ikhfa, right?
Ikhfa, iqlab.
Iqlab. Okay, Hussein Ruhullah.
Idgham.
Idgham, right?
Heavy yes. Sound.
Okay.
Izhar.
Light
hair. Iqlab.
Iqlab.
And ikhfa.
Ikhfa. So, izhar, ikhfa,
idgham.
Iqlab, idgham. I'm making a mistake here. So, these four rules are important, okay? Inshallah, we'll get through them. Let me give you good news, okay? That makes it very easy for you. It makes it very easy. If you take a look at the tanween, so Nun Sakin, it's maybe sometimes we forget, okay, what should we do? Like the with Nun Sakin, should I apply the rule Idgham, Ikhfa, Idhar, Iqlab? Okay, it might be kind of challenging for you, but with tanween, it's very clear. If you take a look at tanween, okay, in the Quran, the tanweens are written in three styles.
Yes.
Three types of tanween we have, yes, tanween, fatha, kasra, dhamma. But the way they are written is as well different.
Can I say?
Three yes. Types, they are written
I
in three ways.
I know two of them.
Okay.
One go is to... they are just written like fatha, just another fatha on another fatha.
Yeah.
One a fatha with
equal,
a little
right?
Bit, yeah, equal. One fatha with a little bit length.
Yeah.
With length and one with a like different space. Like one is more at the right, one is more at the left.
Yeah. And also, there is one more type, and that is tanween.
There
is
alif tanween. Like,
no.
There's just
fatha, kasra, or dhamma with a small meem.
Oh, yes.
Three types we have. Okay, go to Surah An-Nazi'at. والنازعاتِ
غرقاً.
Look at the tanween. Two fatha we have, but
yes.
They have like one is more on the right, one is more on the left. Yes.
Yes.
Like Fawad said. وَالنَّاشِتَاتِ نَشْطَى. Again, نَشْطَان. The same. سَابِحَاتِ سَبْحَان. The same tanween.
So do they mean a difference?
No, it means we apply the same rule with all of them. It means this type of tanween, we apply one special rule with them.
There is a specific rule.
Specific. No, these four rules.
One of these four rules
is applied with all of them. The same rule, okay? For example, غَرْقَان. If you join it with the next ayah, waw, you apply the rule idgham. The next one, nashtan, again the rule idgham. Why? Because
tip.
The same tanween we have. Okay?
Yes.
Wasabihati sabhan, again the same tanween.
So
the same idgham.
If the fatha and kasra are equal, it means no rule from these four is applied.
It is applied. One of these four rules. So see inshallah in the next coming session. Stay with us. Join us again inshallah. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad.
Special thanks goes to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Inshallah, let's recite a salawat again.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان